Let's see. Oh God, it's been a while.
It's been a while
since I got all my
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love a beautiful brother sister end of summer plan. We love Benji. We just really love Benji.
Baby. Yes. Yes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I know it's been a minute. If you forgot my name, it's Bethany. With me, as always, is Michael Ann. Michael Ann, it's been a couple weeks. How are you?
You know, it's been a time. It's been a time.
It's been a time. And it's really been a time, truly.
I look so crazy in this video. I can't.
You don't. You don't look crazy.
I'm like, what?
I think you look like a normal human being, correct? Yeah.
Does my head look really small?
Honestly, your microphone next to your, like, the way it is, and I think it's just like, what's that word I'm looking for? You know what Disney uses to make the castle like look big.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, first
perspective
kind
of thing? Because your microphone is in front of you, it is, and your microphone is like a decent size, it is making your head like look probably smaller than it usually is.
I got to figure something out here, guys. I can't have this.
You're frightening though. I feel like that looks better. Like there looks good. I think your head looks much more normally sized.
Proportionate.
Yes, way more proportionate to your body now. Ooh, y'all. Okay, we survived Debbie, everyone. We had a week of some crazy weather. There was like some hella flooding here. One of our major roads was shut down pretty much all last week because of it. So that was a little cray. The other thing that is like not funny, but interesting about Savannah is we have tornado sirens, which I have never lived in a place that has had those until I moved here. And let me tell you, it makes my storm anxiety 10 times more intense because we had two different warnings on one of the nights we were supposed to record. So we didn't record because literally it was like terrible weather. And every time the sirens go off, it just like makes it even more dramatic. And I'm like, here I am hanging out in my half bathroom with my dog and my husband because these scary sirens are going. It's very intense. So we survived Debbie. That was a good time. Last week, Michael Ann had to take a little trip, family stuff, but we are back. We mostly remember what we read because we had planned to record, obviously, earlier these two chapters. So I did a little refresh today. I think I mostly remember things. So we are excited to dive into that. But before we do, this episode might come out. Actually, who knows if Mike Lane's going to be able to edit this episode if what happens tomorrow happens tomorrow, honestly. But it might finally be happening, y'all. And I know we've clowned it before. We've clowned it a million times, but Reputation might be coming. And if so, I don't think y'all are prepared for the chaos that will be this episode of Chaos Thursday. So get excited about that. Good things to come. Today, I no lie, y'all, spent a good 10 minutes explaining to one of my bosses the whole Scooter Braun, you know, stolen things in Taylor's version and how we've all been very excited about the Reputation Taylor's version coming out and the announcement could be tomorrow. And if you've ever wanted to see a grown woman cry over an album announcement, like that could happen tomorrow, this entire thing. And it was quality stuff. But yes, I wasn't even talking to him. And then he overheard something. He's like, what about stolen albums? And I was like, let me tell you. And honestly, he sat there and he listened to the whole thing. And I'm kind of amazed. So that made my whole day, honestly, that I got to explain that whole situation and the, you know, the whole Taylor's version and all that jazz. So it's really good. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add before we dive into these chapters? Finally, it's happening. I already have my nails like Reputation ready, y'all.
Just me too. I was manifesting. I was like, we're gonna get it on 8/20. We're going to. We have
to. We're literally crazy. But
we have to.
There's no way. I just kept saying this all day today to people and like they probably didn't care. But I was like, there's no way she's leaving London. Like tomorrow's her last show in London and not announcing it. Like there's just ain't no way. In a way. So we'll see.
And this was like supposed to be the end of the tour as well.
Yeah. Yes. So just saying.
Anyway. Just saying. I think it's going to happen. Just saying.
Here we go. The Moon and More. What did you miss on Glee? Okay, so essentially our girl, things be happening. Luke cheated on her. She has a dad and a father. And I like how those two things are not related, but I'm just like giving you a recap of the story.
Summary.
So her father convinced her to apply to a fancy schmancy college. She gets into fancy schmancy college, and then he's all like, it's like, can't pay for it, even though I abandoned you and your mother. So he's back in town because he's trying to sell his, I almost said mother's house. That's not accurate. His aunt's house. And hit me with it, Michael Ann.
North Redomain.
Thank you. He's trying to sell his North Redomain. And so her little brother Benji, her half brother, is in town. And essentially, Luke cheated on her. So then she gets this with guy Theo, and Theo is in town with this lady Ivy, and they're in from New York because they're making a documentary. And I don't know if y'all knew this, but she was the director of Cooper's Way, and now they're trying to make a documentary about our boy Clyde. And that pretty much catches us up. Morris is great. We love him. Benji is awesome. We love him. We love Daisy. We love the mom and the sisters and the dad. Everyone else, jury is still out on.
Yep.
And that's it. That's what you missed on Glee. Chapter 14.
Here we go.
Here we go. Diving into it, baby.
We're opening up in a new location. We've never heard of this location before.
Yeah, this is a new one for us.
It's brand new. Colby Fitplex. So she's at the gym because, like, that's what she does when she can't sleep. I don't know. Not relatable.
Can't relate.
No, not at all.
In the least bit.
Let's see. Oh, God. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Since I got my
This is okay. What y'all tuned in for with us singing terribly. Yeah, she's here. You're right. Doing the gym thing, which we are not gym girlies. So we can't relate. I'm down bad. I'm crying, but I'm not at the gym. I can assure you.
Yes.
And this is where she runs into Luke's mom, I believe, because she's like trying to get her exercise on because, of course, the wedding is coming up, which is all she can think about. And I'm pretty sure, am I making this up? I swear she runs into Luke's mom.
Yeah, she does.
Yes. This is where this happens. And she's all like, oh my God, hi, how are you? Like, I hope you can still come to the wedding. I know that, like, my son cheated on you. I'm not sure if he told her that. But she at least knows that they're no longer together. And so she's all like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. But, like, you're still part of the family. And we love you so much. And we, like, really want you to, you know, come to the wedding still. And she's talking about she's trying to, like, lose a couple LBs before. And, you know, she wants to look fit and fresh for weddings, which is such a thing that, like, obviously not only the bride, but the mother of the bride, like, everyone seriously does get very, you know, like, conscious of how they look right before a wedding. And I do love this bit where she's like, you cannot, where Emmeline's talking to her and she's like, oh, because she's, you know, she's, as a lot of older women are, they're a little bit worried about their, like, arms, you know, the term, like, lunch lady arms and stuff. Like, obviously, as we get older, like, things start getting wiggly and jiggly, including our arms. Totally natural. And so she's worried about that. And Emmeline's like, no way, you can build arms quickly. At least that's what the magazines say. And I was like, yes, this is some millennial shit right here. And this is why all of us have body image issues, because of things like 17 Magazine and Cosmopolitan. And, like, each headline was always like, 5 ways to look hot this bikini season or whatnot. So loved that. I was like, yes, the magazines, they were brainwashing us all.
They were.
And so this is where, you know, like I said, there she's all like, oh, like, you're so family to us. And I did really enjoy this part where she talks about, it was true. I'd spent much of the last 3 years of my life over at the Templetons, sharing dinners, weekend barbecues, and holidays. I'd even been the one who named their dachshund. She was Grace, which was my grandmother's name. That's crazy, first of all, that they let some, like, teenage girlfriend name their dog, but also sweet, but also, like, that's a bold move, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, I love that dog. It was such a weird thing how a breakup stretched much wider than you expected. You didn't just lose a person, but their entire world as well, which, yes. And that is what makes breakups, especially during your coming of age time, even more difficult than, like, you, it's so true. Like, you're not just losing that person. Like, when you have a group of friends, you're choosing sides. When, you know, if you were really close with your boyfriend's family, you don't have them anymore. Like, yeah. So I was like, that hits hard, Sarah. That is some good stuff right there.
That is some good stuff. That she does it again. What can I say?
Does it again. She's always doing it. So yes, she's like, good luck with the workouts. Brooke still hopes you can make the wedding. La 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 la. And that sums up our time at the gym. And it does. Then that takes us to, oh man, this is the most interesting double date. Ah! The tension, the awkwardness, the brilliance of this. So yeah, we are going to we're getting into the most awkward double date probably of all time. Yeah, just a little bit.
So it's another date with Theo, and he's doing a big surprise. So he blindfolded her and he's walking her in through a public place, which is so awkward.
So awkward.
Like, why? What? And so she finally lets her take the blindfold off, and she sees Morris with a bored, slightly annoyed look on his face, and Daisy appeared slightly alarmed. Yes. And then there was the sparkler. Oh my gosh, yes, I forgot about this. He has a fucking sparkler on a cake, a heart-shaped cake. And what does it say?
It's for their two-week anniversary.
Happy anniversary for their two-week I literally wrote right here, pump the brakes, big guy.
Yeah. Oh, I need you to pump. I was like, oh, yikes. Oh, there's some red flags going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he's like, you know what he's giving with all of this? It's giving like rich, privileged guy shows this girl, like shows a low, oh my God, a backwoods girl, like the life, the real thing.
Yes.
He's like, you're welcome for culture.
There is a lot of like snobbery in this chapter, I feel like, on this double date, like him being a bit pretentious and being, like, I'm a big city folk and you little country folk would not know what to do. Oh my God, this is apropos of nothing. I'm apologizing in advance because you're probably gonna have to like edit around this because this is making no sense in what we're talking about. I meant to text you this the other day and then I totally forgot. But anyways, I was talking to another person who somehow also went to your high school. And I'm pretty certain now that there's only one high school in Boston, which is wild because it's a big ass city. Sorry, when I said city, this it just suddenly was like, oh my God, I somehow met another person or know of another person who went to your same all girls Catholic school. And I was like, what? Are there other schools in the city of Boston? How did y'all end up at the same place?
You met somebody who went to my high school?
Yes, she graduated before your time, so you wouldn't know her. Asked her if she knew you, and she was like, oh no, but I graduated like da da da. And I was like, okay. But anyways, I've known her. Like, I don't know her well, but we like run in the same like online circles. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it makes sense in a way. But anywho,
it does.
She still currently lives like in the greater Boston area. And we were talking about something, and so we were talking about, like, it was funny because we literally were talking about, like, oh, like, small world, whatever. And she's like, yeah, that's, like, when Paige, as you know, I was like, oh, my God, like, this person went to your school. Like, do you know her? And you're like, oh, like, not well, but yes, I knew of her. Anyway, so she was saying that we all kind of run the same circles. And she's like, yeah, a couple of years ago when Paige was like, oh, I went to, like, you know, like, I'm from the Boston area. And, again, like, Boston's a big city, so you don't automatically assume that, like, you would know that person or you would run in the same circles. And she's like, and then we found out that we went to the same school. And the second she said that, I go, my friend Michael went to that school. It probably scared the crap out of her. And I was like, do you know her? Because I'm certain there was only one Michael Ann, so, like, you would know if it was her. And she's like, oh, no, but, like, I graduated, you know, I think she graduated, like, I think she's like May's sister Megan's age. So I think she graduated like 04-ish. So obviously that was before your time. But I was like, what are the odds? I have never been to I've been to the Boston airport, but that's it. But I've never been to Boston. I happen to know three people from Boston and you all happen to go to the same school.
That is.
What are the odds?
Wait a second. I was can you hear me?
This is wild. Yes, I can. Anyways, I meant to share that with you days ago, and then it totally left me. And then the second I was like, this guy's giving big city energy. I was like, city, Boston. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you this crazy small world moment. And now I've completely derailed us. Apologies. Let us get back to Theo giving, rich kid, pretentious, icky energy, of which just, I don't like. So, yes. there. Oh gosh, this is so awkward. I love this she says about Daisy, that she hated public displays of affection even more than mopeds and mom jeans. I respect that. I respect hating all those things. Even though I kind of like mom jeans, actually, but, like, I respect her hatred of them as a fashion-forward girly. Yes. So, it says, the message on the cake says, will you, question mark, which is kind of like, will I what? Especially because, again, he's like, oh, it's for our two-week anniversary. But apparently he, like, got her a surprise for their anniversary or something. So he tells her to open it. And this is when she kind of talks about how this double date came to be, which she talks about the fact that he's wearing a sport coat, which it's like, wow, that's something there.
Too much.
So he's wearing a sport coat. They're on this double date. It's a Pan-Asian place. And when he first prompted her, asked her about it, she's like, a Pan-Asian place in Colby? And he's like, no, it's in Cape Frost. Like, that's not far. Which I'm wondering if that's a play on Cape Fear, which is something that obviously is in that area of North Carolina. I see you, Sarah. And so Emmeline's like, oh, like, that's actually, like, not that close. And he's like, oh, it's no biggie. Like, we want to go, like, get something, you know, get something cool, something different, something besides the normal things that you can get. And he's like, oh, which also he comes off kind of accidentally racist, or maybe purposely racist. I'm not sure. He asks about if Daisy, you know, would be a fan of something like this. And so Emmeline's like, why? Because she's Asian? Like, she just automatically assumes that she'll like this Pan-Asian restaurant. And he's like, no, I'm just saying, like, she seems a little bit more, like, cultured. Again, he's just very, like, judgy of, like, Morris, kind of. And obviously we know I don't think he thinks very highly of Luke, and which yeah. is fair. But, yeah, it's just kind of very, like, So they go on this, like, little road trip, basically, out to Cape Frost to go to this Pan-Asian place. And Morris is being, like, Morris is everything, honestly, in this chapter. Yeah. Like, he is being so, like, annoyed by all of this, which I love for him. And, of course, he's like, you know, I could dominate a shrimp burger right now. And, of course, they're, like, you know, going off for sushi. And he's like, I'm not about it. And, again, Theo sounding so pretentious. He's like, they have a mix of modern and traditional fare. Stop. Suffer right now. Who talks like that? Like, did you read a TripAdvisor review? Like, what is that?
Literally.
So then this is the part that, like, really rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm saying this, y'all, like, I need you to understand. I like to think a fairly cultured person. I love trying new food. I'm a very, like, adventurous eater. I mean, obviously I have restrictions and I don't eat meat, but if it's something that can be made vegetarian, like, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. When I go to any place, I like to try the local cuisine, whatever. But some people have very severe dietary restrictions. Some people, like, just have legitimate food aversions, like, things that are triggering to them or stuff like that. And, like, that is understandable. Some people just have comfort food. And he says that there's no ordering off of the For the American section. That's against table rules. And I'm like, you're a douchebag.
He is.
Absolute douchebag for
that. He's really like, I know better than you guys because I'm like a big city guy. And like, just trust me. Like,
yeah,
you've probably never had food like this before.
Yeah. And he's like, you have to go native, which also, like, saying go native is like, well, that gives me the ick. I don't like that at all. I'm like, sir, that is not a thing to say. Or go home. And I've never loved Morris more than in this moment when he's like, I'd love to go home.
Yes.
Savage. Fantastic. I was like, yes, Morris, you tell him. So yeah, basically Morris and Daisy are like, we are not, like, adventurous eaters. This is not our thing. And again, like, sushi just really isn't for everyone, and that's fine. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
And some people have to try it, like, a couple of times before they're like, oh, I found, like, what I like. And it's, again, it's not something that, like, is the cheapest thing to go on order, especially when you're a teenager and you're just, like, deciding whether or not you like it. Like, if I'm the type of person who's trying something for the first time, I don't want to feel like I'm wasting my money, you know? So, but anyways, so, yeah, he's all like, I'm going to order appetizers for the table. Hate that. Also, that just is bad negative vibes for me. Don't like that one bit. Nope. And again, he's all just like, oh, you know, everyone's going to like it. This is great. So she discusses that for dinner, only Emmeline agreed to sushi. Daisy had gone with a dish that looked not unlike standard chicken and broccoli. And Morris, out of spite, if nothing else, had gone all out Americanos with a burger and fries. Worse, when Theo gave us the detailed tutorial on how to use our chopsticks, which again, like, get the fuck out of here, you pretentious white dude.
Yeah.
He made a big show of using his to dip his fries in a pond of ketchup. Morris, he's killing it. I love him so much. I would have done the same. I mean, like, the more pretentious and, like, a douchebag you are to me, the more I'm going to spite you, basically, the more I'm going to be petty. So this is, so that kind of catches us up, because, again, she, like, it starts, the top drivers kind of start one of those destinisms where we're starting with, like, here we go, 2-week anniversary at the, you know, this portion of the chapter anyhow. And then we kind of go back to how this came to be, how they end up taking the road trip to Cape Frost. And now we're back to the cake with the sparkler and the gift and Theo asking her to open it. And she seems very apprehensive, which is fair. And this is where we learn that apparently there is a VIP ticket to the beach bash, which is not something that I knew. And
I can't.
He's kind of hyped for it, which is sort of sweet in a sense. I mean, it's kind of sweet.
No, hate him.
I hate him. Can't stand it. But he's all like, I'll have to rustle up a tux somewhere. Again, get the F out. It's a beach bash. We love the beach bash. We stand the beach bash. We stand our girl Heidi. But everything about the energy he is bringing to it is a big no. Oh, Luna just decided to join us. Hi, Luna Darcy. And this is like Daisy and an Emmeline thing, right? And again, this is like their last summer. Again, I know, like, obviously they will still maintain to be friends, but this is their last summer before they, like, leave the nest and both go off to college. And Daisy's been really excited about it. And Daisy, like, really backs down pretty quickly because she sees, like, how excited Theo is. And I think she just, like, doesn't, I don't know, like, she doesn't want to be rude, I guess. So, you know, Morris is kind of like, oh, like, they go every year. They like, always win, like, the outfit competition, this, that, the other thing. And Daisy's like, oh, no, like, I've been so busy this summer about to go off to school. Like, I really haven't had any plans. And Emmeline the entire time is like, that's not true. Like, she showed me the dresses that she bought. Like, I don't think that that's true. But she just, yeah, she, like, really backs down. And Theo's, like, so psyched. And he's like, we could double date. And Morris is just, like, baffled by this. And he's being like, they already bought tickets. They go together every year. Like, like, he's like, I don't know how else to say this. Like, you, this is not your thing. And Theo is just like, oh, when I saw the flyer, I thought it was a chance for a do-over to have that memory, that kind of touchstone moment, the one I didn't have because I was at home dateless watching French films with my parents. And, like, Emmeline kind of likes this moment because she's like, oh, this is the guy that I wanted them to meet. Like, not this pretentious guy. Like, the guy that's, like, kind of a loser, like a little weirdo guy, which I get. And I do feel for him. Again, like, that's not dissimilar to Auden's situation. Like, she had never been to the prom, so she goes to, you know, like, beach bash to kind of do that kind of situation. And so you feel for him. But he is just so icky the rest of this chapter that I'm like, no, she goes with Daisy and don't back down. Like, go with your friends.
Again, this is like another situation where did Theo talk to her about this? Did he ask her if she knew what it was? No, it's all about him getting his do-over. He's going to get, like, a little cute small town do-over prom that he can look back on like a fucking novelty.
Right. And again, like, he's like, I saw flyers about, like, we've discussed, like, she lives there. She knows everything. Like, this is a small town. Like, he keeps telling her things like she wouldn't know it. And it's like, she is from here. Like, she would know what it is, even if it was something that she wasn't, which would have been even worse if it's not something she was even into, which thankfully she is, but still, yeah, there's just no input. It's like, surprise, this, that, the other thing. I think he's like, maybe it's a rich people thing, you know, like to try to, like, win someone over with, like, money, essentially, like, oh, I'm, like, getting nice things for you. But I don't know, as a poor person, I just can't relate to that energy. I'm like, I don't like that. No, I would like to discuss things and have say in what we're doing here. Thank you so much.
It really feels like he's doing some sort of, like, adventure, He's like, ooh, adventure into the lower class.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, it's like one day when he's old and is like married to some rich lady and, you know, they have like a penthouse apartment on the Upper East Side or whatever in New York, that he'll be like, oh, remember that summer where I slummed it and I had this little small town affair? But yeah, it definitely is giving off like that kind of energy. But yeah, then they head home. They're back. They're leaving Kate Frost to Colby. And she says, like, Morris has kind of dozed off. She sees that there's someone stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire. And Theo is, again, like, she's used to, like, almost up on the side of the road. Like, I'm going to help this person. And Theo, like, again, in his defense, I was like, I guess in the city, like, it's not really, like, a thing you would do. Like, everyone kind of keeps to their own. And it's like, ah, it could be a trap and I should be paranoid. But I guess, you know, obviously Emmeline's like, I know everyone, like, that would be on this road. Like, I'm not really afraid of them. She's right. Like, we have to help out. And what if they don't have a phone? He's like, everyone would have a phone in this time. And it's like, not necessarily. And so they stop. And then he ends up being happy that they stopped because it happens to be Clyde, which he doesn't even realize at first. And of course, you know, Morris goes over to help. And Mr. Sushi, as he is called, which I love that. Because Morris talks about how they, like, you know, have to, they were out there going to sushi or whatever. And so I'd like, Clyde's like, who's that, Mr. Sushi? And so of course, when Theo does realize that it's Clyde, he's suddenly very interested. And it's like, is there anything I can do to help? And at this point, like, it's already been done. Like, the tire has been changed. They're good to go. And they are talking about how he went out actually to get to empty out his old storage unit. And of course that interests Theo and he's all like, oh, you know, what's going on? And but when they realize that like he has some of his paintings and Theo's like, Ivy's gonna freak out. Especially if this means he's considering an idea of a tour. And of course all of them are like, what's going on with the tour and why would it mean that? And he's like, it would be very limited, exclusive, a handful of dates in major cities. And it's like, where is this like coming from, my dude? So he of course immediately calls up Ivy to be like, guess who we happened to run into? And it's like, yeah, you didn't even want to stop for him, my dude. But yeah, and Morris just keeps calling him Sushi. He's like, nah, I'm good, we're Sushi.
I love that.
He's so good. So yeah, I mean, that's basically the chapter ends. He's on the phone talking to Ivy. He's super excited. He's like, oh, you know, when are we gonna meet up next? Washroom, 9 a.m. cool. And you know, they kind of end up the evening that the, as I like to say, the world's most awkward double date. It's pretty much where it ends, having helped our boy Clyde with a flat tire after having sushi for some and whatever the hell Morris wants, because he's perfect and he can eat whatever he damn well chooses to. Okay.
Exactly. I also, when they see that it's like up, you know, all of his paintings are back there, he like desperately wants to call Ivy and she's like, I don't think you should do that. And he does it anyway. And she said, hey, Ivy, he said either not hearing or just choosing not to. That's what's happening. That's choosing not to. Like, this, at the end of the day, this documentary is his number one priority.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's completely had the Kool-Aid and he's living the Ivy, the lifestyle.
He is.
He's determined to get ahead, like a lot of prestigious, rich white boys.
Yes.
Little pretentious mothers that they are. All right. That sums up chapter 14, pretty much. And that takes us to chapter 15, baby. And baby, we are back in the sandbox. And I have some questions about this chapter, mostly pertaining to child labor laws. I'm super glad that Benji and our girl are bonding, that they're forming a nice, beautiful brother-sister friendship. But I'm also a little bit concerned that we're taking a little bit of advantage of Benji. I'm like, is he getting paid for any of his time? This is illegal. We are making him work a little bit. So yeah, he apparently like has it down to his science. He's helping her pass out these drinks to people. And he has like the envelopes down in an organized way. And she apparently found one of Rebecca's friends who's busy studying for the LSAT to babysit, but she's decided that she likes hanging out with him. So she still steals him for a couple of days a week to kind of help him out with odd jobs, which again, child labor laws. What's this? Can't you just hang out with your brother on days that you're not working? I don't understand. Someone explain me a thing. But, you know, cool. So, you know, they're going through. It's July. The tourists are complaining because it's hot. Welcome to my life, working in a theme park in Orlando, Florida for years. I can totally relate. So that's a whole thing. And then she's kind of having like a little moment about how summer is halfway through and she's counting the days. It's been this many days since she broke up with Luke, this many days since she's been with Theo, which is technically one and the same. So yep. We're not going to think about that too much, too hard and too long. And how many days she has left and how it's like she's really kind of getting, you know, a little emotional about it and a little worried about it. And she doesn't even exactly know. She doesn't even exactly know the exact amount of days that she has left till college, which I'm like, girlfriend, how do you not know? But okay. So you're amazed how many people you ask, like, hey, when are you like leaving for school? And they're like, I don't know, August something. And you're like, how do you not know that date? But apparently Emmeline is one of those people. Maybe because she doesn't want to think about it, right? She knows exactly how many days to the beach bash, but not how many days left till college. So yeah, she's just kind of like in her feelings about things. And she's like, I know that Theo and I aren't going to work because he's going to New York and I'm going to leave for EastU. And like, we'll try and we'll do the like, we'll talk and then we'll make promises to visit each other. And maybe we even will visit each other. But it's just, it's things are going to fizzle. Like, this is what always happens with the tourists. She's not expecting this basically to last past the summer. And honestly, that's probably a good idea.
Because yes.
I don't know if he's the best for you, to be honest, my friend. So, yeah, so she's just kind of like, you know, in her head about all of that. When who shows up but Luke in a car that's not his own and even more crazy, he's wearing a suit and a tie. What?
Mm-hmm.
So she's all like, oh, my God, hi. Like, was not expecting it. Like, she goes to greet him like he's just another guest. And he's all like, oh, I can't believe you already forgot me. And she's like, no, you're just not in your car and you're wearing a suit and a tie. This is where we learn, y'all. And when I say that you can't choose family. You can't choose family. We learn that Luke is cousins to our boys, a special place in my heart, Wes and Bert, and they taught him a gotcha. And apparently Luke scares easy, which, like, he's a chump, so that makes sense. And I'm like, my sweet, sweet Wesley Baker and my sweet, sweet Bert Baker are related to Luke. Luke, I cheated on a girl with someone with a Taurus at Tally Ho. Luke, no. No, say it isn't so. I mean, let's face it, we all have a cousin that we like don't want to associate with, and I think we all know who Wes and Bert are. So I did love the gotcha mention though, and I love a Wes Bert name drop. That's fantastic. We love that. I'm sorry that they're related to Luke though. That's unfortunate. Benji is excited to see Luke though. Because again, like, they had a little bondy bond moment at the beginning of the summer, and they kind of figure out what Luke is doing, which he is chauffeuring for Brooke's bachelorette party. He's like picking up the girls and dropping them off at the rental place. And his mom suggested him wearing a suit and tie. Like, I guess he's a real chauffeur. I don't know. Amazed he went along with it, but there's that for you. She checks him out in due because she still knows him. She's like, oh, we had so many years together. You know, it's old habits die screaming, as they say. And so, you know, he left his location on and she's still reeling from that. And she really is with Maddie Healy right now. Shit, y'all. I've cracked the code. You get out of a long-term relationship and you have to have a little tryst with a Maddie Healy in your life. And then you look back at it and you go, oh, no, that was a mistake. Even like the borderline racism is there. I'm just saying, it's all adding up.
Yep. It's the PG version.
Yes, 100% PG version of that. So that's what's happening to our poor girl, and she deserves better, truly. So anywho, Luke, there, see him, have a little moment, take the Mountain Dew, he's gone. And then this is where Benji and Emmeline have their little moment.
Yes. He drives away. They're gone. And she starts to say, like, this is brutal. I feel like we're being punished. And he says, cold towel? And she was like, what? And he had been keeping cold rolled up washcloths in the in the cooler. And what a little sweetie. What a little sweetie.
What a little sweetie.
And he does ask him, Benji asks Emmeline, do you miss Luke? And she's like, yeah, but, you know, not as much as we used to. I mean, not as much as I used to. And he's like, he kissed another girl. She's like, who told you that? And so Morris told him that, which is very funny. But then he's just kind of asking her about her feelings and what she thinks about the whole situation. And then she's like, all these answers I realized made the whole thing seem very cut and dry when really it was anything but, yes, I had kissed Theo the same day Luke and I split. And yes, I was happy with him.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Lies.
Lies. Lies.
Lies.
Yeah, who would have thought grieving an old relationship and enjoying a new one could happen simultaneously in parallel? I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. But then he's like, I don't want to go home, as in Connecticut. He says, because he doesn't have a lot of friends, of course, because his mother's like a helicopter. Yeah. And she's like, my mom's really sad, which makes me sad. And she's like, I know, I don't really want the summer to end either. And because when I had to go to school and I don't see Theo anymore, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, he was like, you can come visit him in New York City and stay with me, which is very cute. And she's like, yeah, I'd love that. And then he says, my parents are getting a divorce. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, they fight a lot and yell, which is so sad.
I know. It's so sad.
It's so sad. Poor little Benji. And he's all alone. Benji.
I know. My
poor baby. Yeah, she says his expectations are unrealistic. He says she nitpicks instead of focusing on the big picture. He should not be able to quote that.
Yeah, he's heard things. He's heard these things too many times.
Yes, I feel bad. I mean, parents are just people, but god damn, that poor kid, you know?
Yeah, but do better. just do better.
Don't yell at each other. So then she's like, let's make a pact. And she said, yeah, let's agree that as of right now, July 14th at 4:05 p.m., we won't talk about the summer ending, at least with each other, for a full month, unless we absolutely have to before then. And if we do, then we have to pay $1 into this bottle. And then they will use the money they've collected and put it towards something awesome. And she's like, shrimp burgers? She's like, can't tell you, but we really shouldn't be collecting money though. And then they kept working. The cars pulled up. She kept going.
Oh, little Bungie. I love him. I feel for him. I crack up about how obsessed everyone is with shrimp burgers.
I know. I want one.
This one, not very adorable. But yeah. Poor little buddy. And it just sucks because, like, clearly he so desperately, like, wants to talk about it. He's talked about it with Morris. He's talked about it with Emmeline now. And the two people that, like, really need to talk to him about it haven't. And, like, he can't start having an open, like, discussion or healing from it until I think he can, you know, talk about it. Like we said, kids are so much smarter than we give them credit for. Of course he knows. Of course he knows that this is going on. He's not dumb. He's very perceptive. And it's just sad. And it breaks my heart that he's like legitimately so sad about having to like go back home. Like that's like no kid should ever be dreading going home, you know? And that's just so sad. And I'm happy that he's found a little safe space with Emmeline. And she seems to handle that situation, I think, very well. So that was a sweet little brother sister moment.
Yes. She did handle that moment very well. Yeah. She killed it, really.
Surely did. She nailed that one. Absolutely nailed it. Yes. So then we get a
bloop, bloop, bloop. And she's at Daisy's house. And Daisy is obviously working on the dresses. And she's like, I knew it. You're a liar. And then she's like, this is so beautiful. I love it. And she's like, you're still making two. Does that mean I get to wear one? And she's like, Emmeline, you're entitled to have your own plans and your own dress. It's not a big deal. And she's like, but you lied and you never lie. So it must be a big deal. And she's like, well, you were so happy when Theo asked you. And it's just a dress. Like, was she though?
Yeah, that's okay. This line I really wanted to break down with you because I was like, that's not what I was picking up on. Theo was excited. I don't think Emmeline was remotely. She was just like, Daisy, we do. And Morris kept being like, they go together. They already have tickets. And she was like, yeah, I don't. He's going to, oh God, he's going to wear a tux. And like, Emmeline did not give an ounce of excitement to me. And so I thought it was a very strange thing for Daisy. And again, I think Daisy's pretty perceptive. Like, I feel like she knows Emmeline pretty well. And that was such a weird, like, out of pocket, like, response to have. I was like, okay, was she excited? I don't know about all that there, Daisy.
I know, like, she was very clearly like, well, she was trying to be like, what, why did you buy these tickets for, basically? Yeah. But she's like, I still want to wear it. And she said that she's trying to get Morris to wear long pants, which is hilarious. She's like, it's not gonna happen. Okay, so then she's like, Theo's, well, he's just not for everyone, she says, Emmeline says, and Daisy's like, well, he's really nice, just, and she's like, not from here, and yeah, she's basically just like, he's whatever, and she's like, it's a big switch from Luke, I just need longer to get used to it. No, girl, you hate him. You hate him.
Be honest, just facts. Lay it down.
Facts. Yeah, she's like, we're only going to be together for a few weeks at most. And she's like, Emmeline, don't say that. She's like, it's true. Like, she's just like, we're not going to do a long distance relationship. And Daisy's like, sometimes they work. And she's like, who? My mom and father? And it's like, okay, chill. Chill. She's trying to be encouraging for some reason. I don't know why, but chill, Emmeline.
Well, the truth of why she's championing long-distance yes. relationships kind of comes out here after
yes.
poor Emmeline puts her foot into her mouth real yes. hardcore.
Yes, yes. And I didn't even think about that when I was reading this until she was like, oh, shit, Daisy, that's not what I meant. Like, I didn't mean you guys. And
she can is what her and Theo have is an entirely different situation yeah. than what Morris and Daisy has, which Emmeline like kind of points out. She's like you guys are like, you've been together long term. I've been with Theo for like 29 days. It's not the same.
Right. Oh, he's going to school 7 hours away. I'm going to school 7 hours away. He's taking classes at Coastal Tech. I love Morris, but I can't fix him. And that's so true. And also, I love that she loves Morris. He's so cute.
I'm like, as you should, Daisy. He's a catch.
Yes.
We love him. And he should love you because you're also a catch. You're yes. both just a little catch.
You are. You're a cute little couple.
She says that it's over 7 hours away. She said she was going to SCAD. And so I was like, let's see if, like, Top Solar Curie is, like, 7 hours from where I am, but it's not. So I don't know. I don't know where this coastal town is supposed – North Carolina, where Colby is. But somewhere. There on the East Coast. I will always think of it as being, like, a Curie beach because that's what I picture when I picture Colby. And that's for me to have.
It is.
Books belong to their readers.
They do.
But yes, yeah, so she's just like, oh, I, you know, love him and I want to work out, and she's obviously nervous about it, which again, like, that is a big thing when you're graduating college and you've been with someone and you're about to do long distance. Like, that is very tricky and the odds are a little bit stacked against you, but that doesn't mean that it won't work. Things happen all the time. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And she's just like, you know, so Daisy's like, anyways, my point is, it's like, I need to take a lesson from you, just enjoy things while they last, then be done with it. And so again, that's kind of where Emmeline's like, you know, like, well, it's not the same because we've only been together for 29 days. And she's like, and you know, he's not from here. And she's like, he wants to wear a tuxedo to the beach bash. And that kind of takes Daisy out of her like little spiral and, you know, makes her smile. And she's like, it is kind of ridiculous. And it's like, yes, it is very ridiculous. Especially it's going to be freaking like August in North Carolina. Like, who would want to do that? Like, let me tell y'all, when August rolls around, the amount that I am over summer, I cannot express. Like, this month is the worst. You're like, I'm done. We're done with this heat. Yep. When are we finally like cooling down? Like, ugh, can't imagine wearing a full on tuxedo out on the beach. No. That sounds like my worst version of hell, to be honest.
100%.
So she says that, you know, this is kind of where she has, like, you know, she had a moment a couple chapters ago about Morris and realizing that her time with him is, like, coming to an end again. They're also going to be friends, but it's not going to be the same.
Right.
And she's like, you know, here we are. Like, she's making the dresses. The Weather Channel's on in the background. It always is. Her parents are obsessed with it, apparently, which I think is just, like, such a fun little fact. Like, just such a, like, little humanizing moment.
It is very cute.
And she's like, you know, Daisy's asking her, like, if she has any big plans tonight. And Emmeline's kind of like, not really. Gonna do, like, do the normal thing, wait for Theo to get off work. And then, like, he'll probably go surprise her or something in a town that she lives in. But anyways. And so she's like, I'm so happy, you know, that I stopped by. She's like, you know, like, you're looking at it. Like, you know, Daisy's like, this is what I'm doing tonight. Like, working on the dresses. And so she kind of lets her get back to her sewing. And she's like, I knew we were together, at least for now. And right then, while I still could, it was exactly where I wanted to be. Yes.
Yes.
We love a friendship.
We love a Dessen female friendship.
So much.
We really do. We really do.
So, yeah. I don't know, guys. The more we get into this, the more Theo is just really giving me the ick. I had such hope from the beginning. He was a little weirdo. We love little weirdos. Yes. And now it's I don't know. It's going into an interesting direction with him, and I'm not so certain. I'm not a fan. But we love Daisy, we love Morris, we love Benji, obviously. And we love that you all were patient with us as we got this episode out. It's finally here. And again, everyone, if it doesn't come out exactly on Tuesday or maybe a little late on Tuesday, bear with us. Reputation may have been announced, okay? So Thank you in advance for your understanding, everyone.
This time tomorrow, we might have a Rep TV date.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is insane. Oh, my God. Do you think merch is going to be dropped, like, right then and there? Do you think it's going to wait? I don't know. So many questions. Oh, the little light bubbles are coming up. But next Tuesday, we'll be back with chapters 16 and 17. On Thursday, we'll be here to discuss chaos. I have some things I want to discuss, guys. I've been sitting on a few things. I'm excited to discuss it. But again, first and foremost, hopefully we'll be discussing the Rep TV was finally announced, and we will be losing our minds over that. So come back on Thursday if you would like to chat with us about that. And if not, we'll see you next lesson Tuesday. Take care of yourselves. Much love. Keep standing. Let's go. Rep era. All right. I don't know. Bye.
Bye.